This is our walk, part two.
This has gone mud, look, it's gone hard. It was clay mud here, but when you just put it in the sand, it dries like a really hard rock. I remember I took some home once, and I tried to cut it with an axe.
Oh dear!
And the axe wouldn't even cut it.
Ooh,
it just took little chips out of it, didn't it?
Squelch! Fantastic noises!
Falling down a tree here. Do you want to go bang into it?
No.
There.
Oh yeah, okay. My cat, ouch! Dang it, Dad! He's supposed to be guiding me, not banging me into stuff.
He's guiding you to the rocks, isn't he?
Yeah, thanks.
Oh, there's a boat there that's fallen to bits completely. Really old. It's just a skeleton. A bit like
a fish skeleton flying on the beach.
Oh.
Just the one bit sticky up in the middle.
About 30 metres long.
I wonder how old that is. Right? Probably about 50 or 60 years old, that one.
It's been there as long as I can remember.
Yeah.
It's an old sailing bag.
Rocky Rockies.
Oh, drip of water on my head.
Yeah.
Rock there.
Rocky Rockies. So I'm trying to not avoid the big rocks for you.
Thank you.
But there are
they're
small
everywhere.
Ones.
Oh, yeah.
Basically, when these dry bits of clay become rocks. Here's one of those things. But it's not quite hard yet.
That's big.
Still in its halfway stage.
Yeah, it's still clay. Yeah. Like, well, I mean, it's always clay, but you know what I mean. Like clay, a bit like clay you would play, not clay, but, you know, make stuff with.
There's the guy that I work with in America, Ellie. Last year he was voted the class. What are you? Class leader, class runner of his Harvard year.
Oh.
Because he went to Harvard, and. He now has to organise next year's annual get-together.
And that's the way. You pay somebody and then you say you've got to organise something.
Well, so
that's the way it normally works.
He went to see all these ex-Harvard people, and they're all millionaires now. Yeah. So he goes around all these different millionaires. And the last one he went to, he rang me up. It's brilliant. And it's him driving up the drive into this billionaire's house in Russia, and he says this billionaire just bought this palace, and he says we're just going to have a look around this old palace, and it's completely deserted, this palace,
really
long drive, but it was obviously a palace in the middle of all those peasantry countryside,
yeah.
A bit like you're talking about with some of these hungry people going to get back and making a nice place.
Probably, I mean, they only pay 13% tax over there.
Yeah, that's the standard from there. Yeah, maybe.
That's the maximum tax you can pay over there, so it's a bit too.
Yes, that's a bit strange, really. But I suppose it just encourages the oligarchies to stay there, doesn't it?
Well, the rich boys look after the rich, don't
they? Mind you, a lot of them are leaving simply because they might be put in a prison.
Well,
fixed up by the government.
Well, we're really lucky in this country in terms of the way we have our freedom, and we can just walk around without guns being pointed at us. And, we do have a lot of freedom. The thing is, I mean, if you look at England's history, the more freedom we've had more freedom probably in the last 40 years than you have in any other time in history.
Especially women.
Well, we've had more equality. But now the equality is beginning to disappear because the rich are getting richer, the poor are getting poorer, so the divide is getting further apart again. So we're going to go into a certain amount of time and it's going to become less free and easy.
One of the biggest threats really now is the ease of transport, because it's allowing everybody to go everywhere. That's good at easing things out, but it could cause a lot of friction.
Only if you drive. If you don't drive.
No, even if you don't drive, you get driven or flown.
Not necessarily.
Flown is the biggest thing.
Only if you can afford it.
Yeah, a lot of people can afford it. Planes are quite cheap compared to what they used to be. It used to take a hell of a fortune to go to America in the old days.
Yeah, that's true.
Now it's just a week's salary. Or you ask your better mum and dad to take a bit. What's the furthest you've been away, Jenna?
Portugal, probably.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
that was good.
How many times have you flown?
Me,
Portugal, we flew there.
Six
times. Oh, you went to Germany.
Went to Germany twice.
You've been to Holland?
Yeah, on the boat though.
Haven't you flown to Holland?
No.
The last time we flew to Holland, we were amongst a load of people that were just getting there for the weekend, you know, the beer louse.
Yeah. Oh no.
Quite a different experience to the continental. Oh.
What was that?
A groin that you walked over.
A groin?
Made of sticks, basically, to try and capture the sand and gravel.
Oh. A lot of people are worried about this. The hats being washed away, so they're putting protection in. Oh, there's a little, like here, there's a little fence around there. So we've got all the huts along here. That one's quite a nice one. There's a balcony and everything.
Down here, but it's all concrete and it's straight into mud.
It's what? Sinking in the mud?
It's concrete and it goes straight into mud.
Oh yeah.
Oh no! That wouldn't be very nice.
Does it move much or not?
No, it's a well-built one.
Right. Seems alright. Is that one there?
Yeah, that grey one.
That's a big one.
Ooh!
They should come and live here or what, didn't they?
No
way. But you could. Well, that's the maximum time you can stay. A week, isn't it?
Oh yeah, you can stay for that sort of period.
On a big platform of concrete. Do you remember much of them?
Yeah, I remember quite a lot.
Hold on a sec.
Looking back, I got so lucky to be able to go there.
Yeah. You stayed with a family or something, did you?
No, I stayed in, it's kind of like university accommodation.
Oh, that's right, yeah, yeah.
It was a resident style thing, but it was all self, yeah, catered.
Have you picked up any food habits from there?
No, not so much actually. Not really, no. We had all our food cooked for us.
Oh, did you?
We had, when we went camping, we did this thing called s'mores.
What's that?
We had them s'mores.
No, I don't know that. Do you know it, Fiona?
Never heard of it.
No.
It's kind of like a marshmallow.
Oh, yeah.
Cooked from the bonfire. Sandwich it between two biscuits.
Oh,
right.
Oh, yeah, sounds like a Scottish food. Yeah. It tasted all right, I suppose, but yeah. Marshmallows.
What else
of course, they're good for barbecues, aren't they? The marshmallows, they're nicely caramel when you. Yeah.
Back
at university,
that was so amazing. The amount of things we got to be involved in when we were over there, which we never would have been able to do anymore.
What sort of thing?
Like, we went on this research expedition with a fishing vessel to do shark research.
Oh, yeah.
Catching and tagging sharks.
Did you touch a shark, Finn?
Yeah, they feel so weird. Have you ever touched one?
No, no.
Apparently, they've got really weird skin that's made out of teeth. So that's what makes them so kind of streamlined in water.
Oh, there's
so
a
really
program about that. Yeah.
Really smooth on the other.
Yeah, yeah. There's a program about the other day saying how they got to be very efficient.
Yeah, it's all made of teeth, apparently. Like some kind of weird allocation of teeth.
Yeah. That's a bit of a nightmare having to cut your, trim your nails then.
Yeah, just imagine that, vein sharks.
Vein sharks.
Oh, I must get my nails done.
Yeah. Girls are fast. Yeah. Is that just a weekend thing?
Yeah. We needed dolphin identification, so we had to identify dolphins and their fins. Which dolphins got, they have like, in their fights and things, they get little niches.
Oh, yeah, well. So were you doing this from a distance with a telescope? Or when you caught them?
Yeah, we had these cameras with lenses on them.
Cameras with lenses on?
Yeah.
Really?
Zoom in.
Zoom in.
Oh, right. No, it just sounded funny. Cameras with lenses on? Ooh! Do you know, I want one with no lens. I'm very silly. I know what you meant, but it did sound fun.
What other extra things did they offer you?
They had, when I was over there, I chose to do ornithology.
Ooh.
To go every weekend bird watching.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Birds
in.
A lot more hands on them.
Yeah. Mostly at the weekend things,
are
they?
Yeah, sometimes in the
weekend. Are we there?
Oh, we're not going anywhere.
What are they doing?
Alan's taking pictures of a bit of soil.
Oh, that's a bit random.
Where can you? Where can you
go? What's special about that then? It's got a lot of birds there.
I could hear them.
How many options do we have?
We'll walk back the same way here.
on the hidden run there.
Oh, right.
A little bit.
Going up the steps.
Oh, okay.
This is the seawall, yeah. Up the seawall.
You go first.
Somebody's put some steps in it, which is good.
Yeah.
On this bit, anyway.
Oh no.
I've been drinking.
Hey?
Shag a bottle.
Oh!
Up we go. Down the corner. Whee! We're back to a wider area now. Oh, it's a nice wind protected area. We've got trees either side of us. Which should be nice and planted these plants close together, haven't they? Haven't you? But these plants on the side are so close together. Yeah. They're only about a foot apart.
What sort of plants are they?
Yeah. Just a hedgy, sir.
Dogs everywhere today.
Yeah. Well, there's somebody trimmed the sides of these. This is a bit older. It's probably about 5 years older, this little alleyway. We're in now.
5 years older.
Can you tell that we're in a different sort of environment with things by the side?
Yeah.
It must sound slightly. It all sound to be absorbed well, won't it?
It sounds different, but also, whoops, but also it's, I can see there are things there because of the change to the light.
Mm. It's a very tunnel-y thing there. Mm.
Bless you! Lots of times.
We are wandering. On the mountain trail, with my knapsack not on my back. On Jonah's back.
Yeah. How far till we get back now?
We aren't there yet. We'll go all the back. No, hmm? The tire's taking us a different way back. So obviously, we're not going along the shore this time.
Oh, Dad, we've got our wellies on, eh?
Yeah. We needed them.
Thank you.
Squelchy bit. We're leaving them behind, Mum.
Yeah, we're being a bit too fast. We'll stop in a minute.
That's a good noise.
Yeah. We had fun last night, didn't we?
Yeah.
Got little drays. Do you know what a dray is?
No.
Squirrels.
Oh.
Domain. Oh, we can see a bit more now because the hedge is trimmed.
I think we should slow down because we are leaving them behind and it's slippery.
No, not here anymore.
It is.
Open field now.
Yeah. Yeah.
So do we just backtrack of where we went along the shore? Here? Alright.
Do another audio boo now. This is squelchy mud. This is squelchy mud. As you can hear.
I went for a walk with the MK Ramblers, Milking Ramblers, and we got clay stuck to our feet. It was like lifting 2 kilos on each foot.
Yeah,
and the next day I could really feel it in my calves. Yeah, it was amazing. Because I'm usually, you know, I'm quite fit. I was quite surprised. Yeah. We used to, there was, when I was young, there was sort of like a fashion for wearing clogs for a bit. I didn't really wear them much. And they're so easy to kick off, aren't they? Well, you did it once a week, and but one person did it for everybody. Were yours painted or did you have them wood colour?
I had both.
Make your own.
The people still wear them now?
Yeah?
Not so much anymore, but farmers in kitchen allotments or so, you still see people.
Village specialist.
You have to wear them with lots and lots of socks.
Look, you get used to it.
If they make clogs that could bend,
you think
it's
terribly
uncomfortable.
Some of them had a leather strap at the back, didn't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, and a pedicot or something.
Then she was stuck to the.
Have you seen any of the hinge clog, Mike?
No. In Holland?
No.
Have you seen the hinge clog?
Alan says he has.
I don't believe
it. All right. In a museum.
Yeah, in museums.
What did you think they said? Pardon? Oh.
You have to look on Google Images.
Yeah.
Flexible clogs.
froggy. Might have called herself froggy.